And now this is a dictation for Brian, B-R-I-A-N, Shover, S-H-A-U, V as in Victor, E-R, July 8, 69. Address as a letter to Dr. Stack, S-T-A-C-K, 875-5023. Dear Dr. Stack, follow up for Mr. Shover, who has renal failure associated to high calcium, question milk alkali syndrome in the background of diabetes and hypertension last visit in October. Calcium was running close to 13, received Aridia, A-R-E-D-I-A. Calcium has improved, kidney function improved, but is stabilizing in the lower twos, has not returned to baseline. In the last visit in October, no symptoms. Weight, appetite is stable, no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, good urination, no cloudiness of blood, no edema, claudication, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, no skin rash or bruises. Review system is negative, medication list review. I will highlight Norvas, Atenolol, otherwise triglyceride diabetes management. Takes no calcium or vitamin D. The dose of Aridia was around September. Next paragraph, today weight 196, blood pressure 144/80, alert or intestine 3, no respiratory distress, respiratory cardiovascular, no major abnormalities, no abdominal tenderness, ascites, edema, or neurological deficit. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, October, creatinine 2.0, appears to be leveling for a GFR of 38 stage 3B with a normal electrolyte, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, normal white blood cell platelets, and anemia 11.2. The most recent vitamin D, 125, is normal. However, vitamin A was more than 100, being normal for the lab up to 78. There has been no evidence of monoclonal protein. No evidence of free light change. PTH appropriately suppressed, as expected for high calcium. Prior high SAR, HYZAAR discontinue, as well as of the Ozempic. Baseline creatinine in March was 1.2. The chest X-ray without lymph node enlargement. Normal size kidneys. There was no evidence of obstruction or nephrocalcinosis. Incidentally, the spleen was large without symptoms. At the time of very high calcium, vitamin D 125 was relatively high, still in the normal range, but not low as expected. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Hypercalcemia, inappropriately upper normal vitamin D 125, appropriately suppressed PTH, receive Aridia, calcium back to normal, no obstruction, stones, or nephrocalcinosis, confounding medications like Hyzaar or Ozempic discontinue, kidney function improved but has not returned to normal, appears to be new steady state, clinically not symptomatic, continue chemistries in a regular basis. We need to monitor high vitamin A levels, that he is not taking any supplementation over the counter. Need to monitor the enlargement of the spleen, presently not symptomatic, without evidence of growth, pulmonary lymph nodes to suggest sarcoidosis. There is a stable anemia, not symptomatic, without external bleeding. There is normal white blood cell differential platelet count. Come back on the next few months, end of dictation.